Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, training camp going on, one of the final two practices today. They ended up actually practicing outdoors today, despite some of the weather in the area. And yesterday, we didn't get a chance to hear from Xavier Worthy, but he did speak at the podium and got us thinking a little bit more about where he could be at confidence-wise from both fans and for himself, heading into week one with the looming question on suspension for Rice and now the Hollywood Brown injury. And we'll play you some new audio. Yesterday, we were both driving back from St. Joe, and I know Carrington had a former team doctor for the Chargers, Dr. David Chow, on his show, who was a little less optimistic, I guess, less aggressive with the timeline. So we'll get to that a little bit later. But if all of a sudden, week one, though, there was no Rice and there was no Hollywood Brown available, how confident are you that he could actually take on a much bigger role? Because I don't think they would ask him to do that, Cody.
They're going to go back to Justin Watson again?
I think if you told me that Rice actually got suspended and Brown misses week one, I think you're going to see more Justin Watson and more Mecole Hardman in that game to go with Worthy. Heck, I would argue Sky Moore. I'm serious. Like, I don't believe like Xavier Worthy is getting the most wide receiver snaps week one all of a sudden if those two are out.
I mean, he's got to be up on the list. I'm still hoping that last year would have taught him a lesson. Because now, with Hollywood Brown's week one certainly in question, and Rashee Rice is still up in the air, there's a chance you're like, who's one and two? I don't think McColl's lining up as the second wide receiver on the outside. I think Xavier Worthy would be a starter. I think it would be Justin Watson on one outside wide receiver, and I think it'd be Xavier Worthy on the other. If you're telling me scale of 1 to 10, my confidence level, 5. I got nothing against Worthy. I think he's done a nice job in camp. This is probably just any rookie wide receiver taken near the end of the first round and the confidence I was having going in there. But I also thought that was supposed to shift in the NFL. Some rookie wide receivers, certainly certain taken in the first, second, third, fourth rounds, have been immediate value to their team. And it, being forced into action, I think I'd rather be Xavier Worthy than McColl or Justin Watson, because
I don't think there's any Chiefs fan that wants to see the guy that we know what he is. Everybody wants to see the guy whose ceiling is much higher.
Yeah, and that's it. I'm not just saying from like a enjoyment of watching. I'm just saying that's a better approach. The odds of you getting value out of that seem greater just as long as you didn't bomb the pick. If the guy is going to be a good, productive NFL wide receiver or better, like a great NFL wide receiver, there's some production in there already. I've watched too many wide receivers immediately become productive players in the NFL in their first year, especially first round wide receivers, every damn year. You know the ones you kind of missed on right away, and it takes them a few years to become more productive or productive to the level you'd want. But if they're good, like if they've already got some talent, there's something in there. I'd say like a 5. Like I wouldn't be like petrified at the thought. I would prefer that Rashee Rice just be available, not on suspension, or that Hollywood Brown heals super fast like Wolverine. But if they're forced to action, I think their better play is just to put Xavier Worthy in. I would hope that the Rashee Rice season last year taught him that. And they've had other rookies. It's just rare for Andy.
Yeah.
It's just Macklin and DeSean Jackson and Rashee Rice. Like, Rashee Rice got added to that list.
And Rice was forced into that because of how bad the wide receiver room was a year ago. And to his credit, he took advantage of it. But it's not like the Chiefs, after two games of the season last year, said, all right, it's time for Rice. It took till what, week 6?
Yeah, probably full use. Yeah, probably.
I'm just saying, like, I know people. I understand what fans want to hear. I understand what fans want to see.
They want to hear Rashee Rice should be the number one right now.
Or Xavier Worthy,
sorry.
You know, but that, to me, history would tell us in week one of the season, even if Brown and Rice were to be gone, and it looks more like right now Brown is the guy who's going to be out week one, not Rice, because we haven't heard anything on the suspension, then I think, while you may not like it, I think Justin Watson would end up playing a ton of snaps week one.
That's how it went last year. The first couple of injuries, Justin Watson was the first man on the field. But Rashee Rice, I did look it up. He wasn't. The targets and the snaps were certainly down. But, I mean, he had 5 catches for 59 yards in week 3.
Yeah, week 1 and 2 was nothing. Worthy's not going to play. But if you think Worthy's getting 75% of the snaps week 1, I think you're way too optimistic on the percentage of snaps.
Here's percentage of snaps. And Rashee Rice was effective in lower snaps. 31, 18, 51. So week 3, it started to kick in. Then it rained back in. He wasn't above that 51% until week 7. Then he just played all the time.
Yeah.
60, 61, 70, 60. It just kept going up and up and up. It wasn't until week 13 that they, and you might remember this, this was after like the offense had completely derailed, that they just started playing Rashee Rice all the damn time, like 80, 90% of the time, and had just given up on trying the other things. And we're like, you know what? Maybe Rashee Rice is our best choice. And you're like, yeah, we all knew that the whole time. And I don't know if it was just like a protecting him from, you know, like, you know, it's like pitch count, right? Same thing. It's like, let's not wear this guy out before we get to the finish line.
You have to earn the confidence and trust from Andy. That's the key. Someone says, rather see the rookie, prime example last season. I'm not arguing that what we would like to see. And you're asking me what I think is going to happen. I would like to also see more of the rookie. I don't need to see any more of Mecole Hardman. We know what he is. This is not year 1 or 2 or 3 for Mecole Hardman. So, of course, by that logic, I would rather see Jared Whiteley get a bunch more snaps, too, because his ceiling in everybody's mind is way higher. It's the great thing about being a rookie at the same time. It's like, fan-wise, everybody loves
him. Yeah, but there's a difference between those two, at least. Xavier Worthy was a top 25
pick. I'm exaggerating now. My point being is, of course, fans want to see the rookie. Fans love rookies because we've never seen them fail. Yeah. It's a beautiful thing.
Isn't it like a playbook thing more, I think, with the rookies?
Yes,
because
it's part of it.
Because if it's not, if it's a playbook question, it makes complete sense why he wouldn't be playing. But if you think he's down pat, you have to play him because you draft him in the first round for a reason. And I know that you might not like it, but if he's the next option, the next guy available, and you trust that he knows the play, like that's the thing about, it's the playbook. If you don't think that he knows, When Pat Mahomes goes out there and he audibles to something, if you don't think that he knows what to do, then he shouldn't be playing. But if you think that he's got that down and he's comfortable, then I think he's number two. I think Watson's number one for sure. If Hollywood Brown and Rashee are out, and then Xavier's the two, and then McColl's the three because he fits better there.
Yeah, Worthy will end up playing plenty this season. That's not the argument. We're asking just right.
Could he play 70% of the snaps week one if both were out?
Yeah,
I think he'd have no choice. I think that'd be the white smart choice.
Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully, we don't even have to see that play out because hopefully that means Rice doesn't get suspended.
Yes.
And Hollywood Brown being out week one seems pretty certain. I'd put that at more likely than not
for sure.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.